The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Speaking about businesses, let's connect business with social media and networking. In studio with us, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. She is in each and every Monday talking about those two things, networking for business and social media for business. It's all yours, Laura. What do we got?
Bunch of stuff.
I imagine.
You know, April is getting filled up.
You know, tonight is kind of a networking thing at Bar Bike.
Tell me about that, because Bar Bike, you were mentioning it.
Well, the Des Moines Cycle Club has a wine and cheese gala at Bar Bike on 86th Street in Clive. It's going on right now, as a matter of fact. So,
So you can run over?
Run over and check out the bikes and the new stuff for cycling and have a little wine, a little cheese, or a little water. Maybe a peanut? I don't know.
Drink a lot of wine, ride your bike. That'll be good.
Yeah, right. Everything's good. On the trails, please. On the trails. So that's what's going on right now. But you've got other networking opportunities for us, right?
Can you believe we have only this week left in March and we're already into April?
Don't even go there.
So I still have 5 items left to talk about in March.
Go.
That's before even April gets here. So tomorrow we have a bring your own lunch thing that is at Gravitate, which we know is on 6th Avenue.
Right.
Co-working space, and they're going to be doing a workshop or a talk on mindfulness in the workplace. And this is, I don't know, have you ever had Kevin...
Pecorny. Yeah, he's been on several times talking about
So he's going to be doing mindfulness in the workplace at Gravitate tomorrow.
Okay.
Over the lunch hour, bring your own lunch. And
be mindful.
And be mindful.
That's
yes.
Right.
40 Under 40 is coming up, the Sheraton West Des Moines. That is also tomorrow. It looks like it'll be in the evening, though.
Yeah, it is.
Four to seven. So actually, there's probably a little... It's through the business record.
Right.
You can get your tickets. And that's celebrating folks that have done a lot. They're
our friends at the Business Record always come up with a great way to make money. You know, that's one of them. You know, 40 over 40. You know, I invite all the people and everybody that's friends, family, and coworkers of 40 people under 40. They're all going to go there. So it's going to be a big deal. Hey, very nice. Nicely done.
It is. And it's nice to see what the up-and-coming generation is doing. March 30th, we have Raising Capital Seminar. And so this is going to be Brown Winnick Law Firm is sponsoring. I think they're Square One. It's going to be at Square One.
No, it's a partnership building.
Partnership building. So if you're looking at raising capital for your business, this is an all-day thing. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Learn about raising capital for your business.
If you got time to go learn how to raise capital for your business, you need to be there.
That's right. Metro Friend Business Friends is having their spring fling on March 30th. That's Thursday, 2600 West Town Parkway. And so that's going to be some booths put together and some entertainment, some drawings, and
When is that?
That is going to start at 4:30 and goes to 7:30.
I can make that. I don't know.
Is on West Town Parkway. And then I have a class, unfortunately, I won't be able to attend because I have Facebook Marketing Essentials class at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny.
And that's
6 p.m.
Thursday.
On Thursday in Ankeny, so let me know if you want to attend. I can still get you in there.
Facebook marketing.
That's
good stuff.
That is it. Then we do have, getting into April Luncheon Video Marketing Take One. This is going to be at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club, and this should be really good. It's an AMA Iowa event. They've got a speaker coming in who specializes in, his name is Jeff Julian, co-founder of Square Digital. So it's all about digital.
There you go.
We do have Inspiring Women of Iowa Conference and some other Save the Dates, 2017 Innovation Iowa Launch Event. We've got a 360 degree photography and video workshop coming up. And all kinds of other Save the Dates out there. I know we're running short on time, so we'll talk about a little bit more of these.
DM Biz Events, hashtag DM Biz Events, you want to put your thing on.
That's right. If you want to add it, hashtag DM Biz Events on Twitter. And I'm trying to start do that on Instagram, too. Then you can go to dmbizmixer.com, where I have all these listed out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about networking for business. Let's transition into social media, because I've got a great social media story for you.
Perfect.
I wrote this blog earlier. And it has to do with social media being a social tool that it is. And
yes,
many businesses look at social media and they say, well, you know, they'll tweet maybe three times a month or be on Facebook twice a week or whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, each Friday here in the Business News Hour, we do a restaurant of the week. And last Friday, our restaurant of the week was 111 Public House out of Knoxville, Iowa.
Oh, nice.
And so we did the interview on Friday. We got her the photographs and the blog post, the radio blog, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
By Sunday, yesterday afternoon, over 350 downloads of that particular interview. Yeah. And that's just on two areas. So what made that so rapidly successful with people versus sometimes we'll get people that have 5 downloads or 10 or 20 downloads? So what was the difference? What do you think?
I am going to say that they shared it.
And shared it and shared it and shared it. And then they got their friends to share it. And their friends' friends shared it. And it went crazy.
That's wonderful.
You see? And that is what social media is all about, engaging your customer base in the conversation and also sharing with them stuff that they want to learn about.
That's right. And I think that that is such a great point, that so often we have these wonderful opportunities to create content. I know that sounds funny. We think that that's like a thing that you have to sit down and do. But creating content is also, I was on a show and I have a podcast now and I have a link to it and I can put a picture with that and I can share it. You've created content. Not only did you create something cool, it's not just a meme, it's a link that goes to something they can listen to. And so it's much more meaningful than just some of the other stuff that gets thrown out there as filler.
Absolutely. So. And so you think about that. What is the value to this restaurant? You know, 111 Public House. What's the value to them in dollars and cents? And you know, it's
exactly
huge.
If 350 people downloaded it, we know that that's 350 people that know about it. That doesn't even count the number of people that saw it shared. And it was like, oh, yeah, that place. I forgot. We should go eat there Friday.
I know. See, yeah, so. The power of social media, kids, is social.
That's right. Imagine that. All right. Have a good week.
Thank you so much. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, in with networking opportunities and social media for business. Use it, use it, use it, use it, use it. As they say with the Social Media Club of Des Moines, if you
get it,
share it.
Share it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. We got to scoot on out of here because it's 9 on to 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, as our producer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is none other than Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison, and we understand she's home and getting better, thank God. Mary Sayer has been out for about a week or so, but we're hoping that things get along very quickly and she can return once again to the Des Moines Radio Group. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, essentially and especially for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.